Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey, Ted, what's new with you?
Well, I just got back from seeing my banker.
Boy, I dread the thought of that.
No, it really went great because I told him I've got my bull costs all locked in for the year.
Well, how'd you do that when these bull sale averages are so gosh darn high?
I called Jorgensen Land and Cattle and leased my bulls for this year.
Well, my concern with leased bulls is quality.
You don't have to worry about that with Jorgensen Bulls. Our neighbors to the south leased bulls from Jorgensen Land and Cattle last year, and those were some top quality bulls.
Yeah, I saw those bulls too. I just figured he spent a ton of money at the sale. Those were the best bulls he's ever had. So, you locked in your bull cost by leasing with Jorgensen Land and Cattle, huh?
That's right. I have a happy banker and don't have to feed bulls or fix fence in the off-season.
Have you got their phone number, Ted?
Yeah, it's easy. 800-548-BULL.
That's 800-548-BULL, you say?
Yep. Just give them a call and Jorgensen Land and Cattle will answer all of your bull leasing questions and get you set up with some top quality bulls for the year. Call Jorgensen Land and Cattle at 800-548-2855.
Well, another eventful day. Again, it seems like every day is a little bit more eventful than the last. With all this news and world geopolitical issues going on, the domestic actual cattle news is almost irrelevant at this point. But the live cattle were down 42 in April at 140.10. June's down 55 at 136.50. The August live cattle 37 lower at 136.70. October's up 50 here at 143.55. March feeders $2.02 higher at 158.30. The April's up 3.20 at 163. The May's up 275 at 168. It seems like you know this time of year you start to get into your seasonal lows. The traditional year where you have a lot of cattle turned out on wheat, they start to go to the market around March 15th, and that's a seasonal low. Of course, this year that is really off the table because one, there's not as many cattle on wheat, but two, the price of feed so high it kind of throws the whole thing in disarray. But we were higher today, so hopefully maybe these are some seasonal bottoms being put in here. I'm not really ready to say that yet, given corn's price. But April hogs today were up 10 at 106.30. The May's were up 15 cents at 111.02. June hogs down 32 at 116.45. So another eventful day. At least the feeder cattle were in the green.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Today's grain futures were all over the place. We had corn. Corn was weak. Corn and beans were both weak. March corn down 0.75 cents. May down 0.75 cents. July down 14. September down 16.75. So July was 6.93 3/4, down 14. So a little bit bearish there on the corn. Beans were down 28 in March, down 27 in May. July down 28.75. That put that July at 16.34 and a half. That's about 34 cents off the high. Chicago wheat was up 56 in March, but May settled up the limit, up 75 at 10.59, July up 74.25 at 10.41. And in Kansas City, May was up 72, July was up 67 at 10.78. So we were up the limit. There was as much as 150,000 buy order or contracts to buy limit up there in the Chicago May, around 10,000 or so in the Kansas City May. But there was a lot more contracts to buy almost all morning long. And then at the very end, about an hour before the close of the market, those buy orders evaporated and it actually traded off. We also had some really weird trading in the September, December, and the July. Well, July SEP and D's spreads are all over the place today. So a lot of action here in the wheat future.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.